Those on the left must force their beliefs on the rest of us. It's really very simple. If they didn't force their craziness on us, we would never embrace it. Deep down, they know that to be true. Progressive thinking doesn't work in the real world. Its beliefs are inconsistent with all of nature. It requires us to believe things that we know do not fit with the reality we experience every day. It is completely at odds with what we know to be true about ourselves. Andrew T. Walker, co-author with Eric Tietzel of Marriage Is, How Marriage Transforms Society and Cultivates Human Flourishing, describes the truth of the matter. Philosophical liberalism is built on lies about human nature. It is built on this truth that humanity is at root and at heart good, and the problem is that society tramples on otherwise good individuals. And so we ought to correct society by leveling the playing field altogether. That notion of inherent goodness, biblically speaking, is false and wrong. Liberalism is by nature coercive because it is built on a system of anthropological falsehoods. And for falsehoods to be taught and to gain acceptance in pop culture, they have to be mandated. Liberalism succeeds by suppressing truth, and you suppress truth by codifying those lies into law. Most of us are honest enough with ourselves to admit we are sinners, that we fall short of being the person we know we should be. We recognize that human nature is broken. Different religions speak about the flaws in humanity in different ways. But as a Christian, I have no problem using the same word God uses to describe us, even though He loves us. Sinner. The word literally means one who falls short of the mark, of the holy standard defined by the God who created us. In the political arena, conservatives recognize